Remember what we did last week. We were preparing for victory, right? We're continuing preparing for victory. We're just going one step further in our victory. All right, let's just watch this. That was awesome. That was awesome. For you to go into war, right? For you to be victorious, first of all, there's a war that happens. And for you to go into that war, you need to be prepared, which is what Asher spoke to us about last week, right? Spoke about planning, spoke about coming together, getting instructions, all right? So here's our first instruction, or our first prep towards this victory. It's the cross. Before we can even do anything, we need to understand the cross, right? We need to understand what happened on the cross. Why do we even talk about the cross? Why is Christianity based on the cross, right? It makes some people cross, but, well. So, what I need you guys to do right now in your teams, in your tables, is to share about what does the cross mean to you, or what do you know or understand about the cross. So, just 5 minutes, just sit there and just share and talk about the cross. All right. Thank you, guys. Can I just have one person from each table just to tell us about what you guys spoke about? Just one person.
Okay. Guys, in our group, we talked about how the cross gave us hope and salvation. And it's not what Auntie Debbie said, it's not what we did, but what God did. And even though we might mess up and stuff, God is forgiven us. And yeah, he just gives us hope.
I was just sharing about how I was reading this. I'm just from reading this book called He Chose the Nails, and how this book just went into detail on how God died and everything, and just gave more information, you know, on how the crucifixion and all God went through and the pain and everything, you know, and how when they put the nails in his hands, you know, him looking at the nails was just a symbol of how, you know, all our sins were listed on his hands, and just how he was remembering all our sins and how he endured all that pain. And what it means to me is just that his love for us, you know, just the way he loves us and how he went through all that just for us, and, you know, and how the main meaning of it, just so he can be with us, you know, that he can have a relationship with us, just means a lot, because, I mean, it's just touching. Yeah.
Thank you.
What they said at the table over there was that the cross is basically like a bridge. You're crossing over from your old life, start like new life, chapter in your life. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Wow. That's so profound. You guys are smart. Wow. The cross is like a bridge. That's amazing. And before we actually continue going into the cross and all that, there's this movie called Saving Private Ryan, right? And in this movie, we see soldiers going around fighting their way through to save one person, Private Ryan. Just one person. They left their families. They actually were willing to die to save this one guy. Right? And as they were going around, obviously it wasn't easy, looking for this Private Ryan, trying to save him, to take him back to his mother, because all of his other brothers have died. So the problem was, how are we going to tell this woman that he's lost all her sons? She's lost all her sons. That's what Jesus does for us. Jesus left his comfort, heaven, to come here on earth for our sins, to save us. That's what Jesus did for us. He left heaven. He left the streets of gold to come to the dusty streets of Israel, or the dusty streets of Bethlehem, for us to be saved. How much more does he care about us Like, you know, he cares about us so much that he leaves his comfort. I want you to understand that he was in comfort. He was in heaven, where people don't go hungry. You don't go hungry in heaven. There's no sun to actually burn your skin. There's no, you know, there's no night, there's no day. It's just amazing. And he left that to come here. And his death was not a nice death. It was not a nice death. So what we need to do is to let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's Hebrews 12, verse 2. So he didn't just die. We're not just serving a dead God, but he rose again. Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. That's what sets him apart from all these other religions. That's what sets him apart from all these other gods. He is the God who died and rose again. Remember one thing, he suffered for me, he suffered for you. That's what happened. But he rose again. Do you think it was easy? It wasn't easy. Imagine that heavy cross on your shoulders. Imagine that heavy cross on your shoulders and you're just walking around and you're walking a long distance. You're actually climbing a mountain to your death. So, there are three things that happened on that cross. The first thing is suffering. He was wounded for our rebellious acts. He was crushed for our sins. So Jesus suffered for us. Number two, there was substitution. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. So, the substitution is God, Jesus Christ, gave his life for us to be saved, for us to have salvation, for us to one day have the same comfort that he had in heaven. That's what Jesus Christ did for salvation. That's number three. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. He came to save sinners. Who are sinners? It's you and me. I'm a sinner, right? I need salvation. I need Christ to come into my life to save me. I'm not perfect. But with Christ, I become perfect. I'm made perfect through his righteousness and the act that he did on that cross that day. So, why do we need to be saved? Just think about it for a minute. Why do you think we need to be saved? Because God created us to be with him. I know most of you know where I'm going with this, right? You know the second one, right? Because our sins separate us from God, right? Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. And let me just go back a bit. So, God created us to be with him. But sin came into the world and then separated us from God. Right? It's not Adam, it's human beings. That's why, you know, you're going to go into generational curses at some point, right, in this series. And you'll understand that some people, I used to say, basically, that why am I suffering for Adam and Eve's sin? Because I didn't understand generational curses. So, our sins separate us from God, and sin cannot be removed by good deeds. I can do whatever that is good, but if I don't have God, if I don't have salvation, my sins are not removed. It doesn't mean that my sins are removed. I can give to the poor as much as I want, but if I haven't made a decision to serve God and made a decision to accept Christ into my life, my sins are not removed.
So, paying the price, Jesus Christ died and rose again. So, he paid the price for us, he died for us, and he didn't just die, but he rose again. And everyone who trusts in him alone, not in him and other things, right? Not trust God, and we go to God through ancestors, we go to God through Buddha or whatever, but trust in him alone has eternal life. And life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Life with Jesus Christ starts now and lasts forever. How amazing is that? You have a promise of living forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So, how should we respond? Asha said it last week. The first thing you do is to repent. Meaning, repentance means you turn away. If you were going that way, you have a 180 degrees turn and you face the other direction and you walk to that direction. You turn away from our sins. So repent then and trust to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Acts 3 verse 19. So repentance means that if I was a thief, I'm no longer a thief. I turn away from stealing. Instead, I'll give instead of stealing, of taking. So that's what repentance means. Number two, receive forgiveness for your sins. People who believe in Jesus receive forgiveness for their sins through him. Acts 10 verse 43. So all you need to do for your sins to be removed is to receive Jesus in your heart, in your life. And ask him to forgive you. And he forgives. He forgives. He will never even remind you of that sin ever again. He will never remind you of your sins ever again. That's how wonderful, that's the wonderful Christ we serve. And then thirdly, remember the price that he paid. Always remember the cross. Remember what God did on that cross. Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David. 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. So Jesus Christ came here. He was born. You can even, there's a history of his ancestors, who and who and who and who, and then David, then it comes like that. But he died for us to be alive. So, right now, is there anyone in here who would like their sins to be forgiven, who would want to receive this Christ, this amazing Christ that we serve? Please raise your hand. If you want to do that, raise your hand. If there's no one, that's still cool. Is there anyone who would like? Okay. Now, if you still, after this, you feel like you want to receive Christ in your life, you can see either me, Pastor Mark, Pastor Debbie, and Grace. There she is at the back, if you don't know who Grace is. So you can come to us, and we will pray this prayer. Tama, can you please come and help us pray this prayer? And can we all read it with her? I'm teaching her to read slow, that's why I called her.
The prayer of salvation. Dear God, thank you that you created me to be with you. I know that my sins separate me from you and that I cannot remove my sins through good deeds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that Jesus died to pay for my sins. And right now, I put my trust in you alone. And I receive your free gift of eternal life. Thank you that eternal life starts now and lasts forever. Amen.
Wow. Thank you that eternal life starts now and lasts forever. Right? That's our goal. That's our purpose, to live and serve God so that we can have eternal life. When we were praying this morning, I said, God taught me about purpose. That what is my purpose? Why am I here? So maybe that's what you need to think. Even Jesus Christ, he had a purpose. He was born for a purpose. And his purpose was for him to die for us. Imagine you are born and you become a teenager knowing that I'm going to die for everybody. And that day comes. How scary is that? But remember that God was with Jesus Christ all the time. God is with us all the time, walking with us all the time. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared of your purpose and what God has set before you. So, Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross so that, freed from our sins, we could live a life that has God's approval. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. He carried our sins, the sins of the world, the entire world. You don't have to. We don't have to. Christ did it already. So right now, I need you in your tables to go through these questions, right? And just talk about, what did Jesus do for you while he was on earth? Are you saved? How do you know you are saved? What difference does it make to your life? So let's just share those three questions, very easy, and then we'll close in prayer.
Wow. Yeah, I hope we've learned a lot about the cross and what it means. I hope you're still going to read. It's very important to go back into back to the Bible and read about the cross and read about what God has done, what Jesus Christ really went through on that cross. So for now, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you for the work that you've done on the cross, Jesus, for me. For me to have a good life, for me to be saved from sin. And I thank you, Lord, that even though I wasn't worthy of it, but you saw me and you said, I am worthy. You saw us, Jehovah, and you said, we are worthy for you to die. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Father, that through it all, you showed your love, your undying love for us by dying for us on that cross. And for you to just be there and suffer for my sake. That's just so profound and so amazing. Thank you, Jesus, for being so awesome. As we're going to depart and go separate ways, go to school, some of us are on holiday, please, Lord, be with us and protect us and keep reminding us about the cross and the work that you did on that cross. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Now, we're still continuing next week, right? Next week we're going to talk about our identity in Christ. Our identity. That's what's happening next week. So be here and learn the importance of identity. Amen. Amen.